Paddy Keenan comes from a long tradition of Irish pipers. His grandfather and father both played the Illan pipes. His older brother John taught Paddy his first tune on the whistle when he was about 7. In the 1970s, Paddy became a founding member of the influential group The Bothy Band, which added driving, propulsive rhythms to traditional Irish music. Paddy Keenan's latest CD, a collaboration with guitarist and vocalist Tommy O'Sullivan, is called The Long Grazing Acre. It's a reference to the Irish travelers, or pavies, the gypsies of Ireland. They would travel around the country in horse-drawn wagons, many of them musicians and tinkers. Some are still roaming today. Paddy Keenan's family on his father's side were travelers.
The travelers traveling around Ireland obviously wouldn't have a square acre, or an oval acre, or a round acre. So they had to settle with the acre along the side of the road, and this is where the long acre came from. The long grazing acre. They would have their horses grazing on that, and they would pull in on the side of the road, which would, I'm sure, have belonged to the city council or the corporation of the city or the council of the country, and camped there overnight or for as long as they would be left there, I'm sure.
And they were not always terribly welcomed, the travellers.
Not at all, no, not. Well, in some cases, yes. You had the famous musician Johnny Doran, for example, who would near enough be paid to come and camp in the field of a farmer. The farmers would love to have someone like Johnny come around and create parties and music and dance and whatever. And, of course, in all communities you have good and bad, so there would be travellers that would be accepted and some that wouldn't, you know, because of their background or their reputation and stuff like that, you know.
You have, and are playing on this new album, a new set of Illan pipes, is that right?
I am, yeah. I just got a copy of my old set, built by gentleman in England, in Grimsby.
Do you hear a difference in the sound of these new pipes as compared with the pipes which I imagine you had for a long, long time?
Not a whole lot, because of the way they were made, and I was there during the making of them, and worked with the people who were building them.
So, really?
Yeah, and then the way of testing them was to put the reeds from the old set into the new set. And if they played, that's what I was hoping for, and they did. And that made it so much easier to play the set.
Here on this album, two bonus tracks which were recorded live in Ireland. Tell us about the place where these were recorded.
They were recorded in a pub in Clonakilty in West Cork, where I went to live in the early 1980s. And there was nothing happening in the pub when I first moved there, but through myself and some friends, we started a session there, and it built up into one of the most important venues in the west of the country.
Can you paint us a little picture of DeBarra's Club?
Okay, DeBarra's is a small club. It's a folk club where people like Christy Moore, Noel Redding from the Hendrix Experience, and McGuinness from Manfred Mann, people like that hang around. Some of them live there. They drop in now and again for sessions, or they do the odd concert and prefer to do the concert there than they would in bigger halls. So it's a very, very important small club, and it's a beautiful little place, very warm, cozy and comfy, and a great sound system.
Paddy Keenan, thanks very much.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Paddy Keenan's latest CD with Tommy O'Sullivan is called The Long Grazing Acre. This is All Things Considered from NPR News.